The tsunami that ravaged the coast of Thailand this winter washed across South Asian countries from Indonesia to Sri Lanka. In Indonesia, more than 125,000 people died. Another 40,000 are still listed as missing, and upwards of 500,000 people are still living in temporary camps or shelters. In Sri Lanka, more than 30,000 died as villages along the country's eastern coast were swamped. For an update on the situation in Sri Lanka, we're joined by Francis Hammond, AmeriCare's Director of Operations in Sri Lanka. Welcome to the program, sir.
Well, it's my pleasure to be here with you.
Give us a picture. How does the Sri Lanka of today compare with the pre-tsunami Sri Lanka?
Well, what we have is a flurry of activity which has taken place along the coastline, which was affected by the tsunami. And the activity varies from still clearing litter, if you can believe it or not, after 6 months. And you will also see a series of temporary structures being erected, taking the place of tents, which had been the first line of shelter for the folks that were affected by the tsunami.
What about the hotels and restaurants on the coast? Have they reopened?
Well, you've got some very mixed things taking place. On the southern part of the coast, you have a fair recovery of the tourist industry, with hotels having cleaned up, repaired damage, and tourists have come back, but not in the same numbers as before. As you go further east, there is less of the activity of rebuilding the hotels. They were more badly damaged, so they are having a more difficult time in their recovery efforts.
Are people's homes being rebuilt?
That is mixed. There is an issue with the government attempting to create a buffer zone to help save lives in the event of more damage by other waves. They believe that the tectonic plate shift may have created a situation where the region may be more prone to this type of actions in the future. However, by creating this buffer zone, that has stirred up a bit of controversy. So many of the people were living very close to the shoreline, including some of the hotels. People are hesitant to rebuild, as they may have to then destroy those homes, as they would be too much in the buffer zone.
The Sri Lankan government opened a reconstruction agency to sort of oversee this entire rebuilding process, and they just did that 6 weeks ago. Why did that take so long?
I think what we had was the whole consuming effort of the initial responses to the disaster, where the government and its military and its police forces and its citizens turned every bit of energy that they had into the very first emergency responses. Then you had that lull where you basically caught your breath, and they then had to begin looking at, well, the extent of the devastation is even greater than we thought. How do we do this? And I think that is a question that all of us are asking ourselves and are putting together more thought-out plans that will address the issues over the long term. It's not very easy.
Francis Hammond is the Director of Operations for AmeriCare in Sri Lanka. Thank you very much.
Oh, you're very much welcome.